It's that time of year, and companies are making a list and checking it twice. We've got the latest on which corporations are getting a head start on their Christmas layoffs this year. And later, it's the celestial event that only happens once every 12 months. Hear why astronomers believe this December 24th will be your best chance to see Santa until 2021, and how you can best get a glimpse of the jolly old fellow barreling through the sky for yourself. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. The news is my family, so around here, every day is Christmas. Hopefully you'll stick around anyway. Back in a moment. Those gazing up into the night sky could be in for quite a treat tomorrow night, as astronomers say that this upcoming December 24th will be the best time to see Santa Claus until 2021. Joining me now with more is OPR's meteorological expert, Rebecca Neal. Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit more about the celestial event?
Of course, Leslie. According to data from the Hubble telescope and a handful of scientists up at the ISS, the evening of the 24th should offer a clear, uninterrupted view of Santa for several minutes across different parts of the country. Old St. Nick is usually only visible once a year, so this will be the only opportunity for stargazers and sweet little children to see him until late next winter.
Oh wow, better set myself a reminder. So what should people be on the lookout for that night? Is it just one of those stars that looks slightly more red than usual?
I spoke to NASA researcher Varun Khan about what to expect that evening. Here's Khan now.
The sleigh, not Santa himself, will be the most visible object in the night sky that evening. But take care not to confuse Rudolph's red nose with the satellite. There's an easy way to tell the difference. If it's a satellite, there should be a continuous blinking every few seconds, whereas if it's Rudolph, it will be a steady incandescent glow that fills the gazer with warm holiday cheer, and the slightest hint of cinnamon filling the air.
Well, it certainly sounds like a sight worth seeing. Will this require any sort of special equipment to view?
Santa Claus and his sleigh ought to be visible with the naked eye, but a powerful telescope could reveal even more. With a moderate lens, watchful searchers will be able to make out a tremendous amount of detail, such as the twinkle in his eye and the rose of his frost-chilled cheeks. With a professional telescope, however, the better-behaved NASA scientists and other astronomers will be able to sneak a peek at the presents in Santa's bag.
Oh, based on some preliminary sightings, I'm getting an air fryer.
Ooh, and I spotted a Nintendo Switch.
Let me see. If he doesn't give me that slime kit I wanted, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh, delightful. And do we know around what time Santa and his sleigh will be visible?
Well, it's a little hard to pinpoint exactly, but we believe the ideal time for sighting will be 2 to 3 hours after all the good little boys and girls and podcast hosts have gone to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Observers should be able to see Santa heading west, but he may occasionally reverse directions to make a curlicue in front of the moon.
Sounds like I'll be staying up late that night.
Well, just be mindful that staying up past your bedtime could get you on next year's naughty list. Additionally, it may be more challenging to see him in large metro areas with a high concentration of atheists,
right.
But it should be possible to get a good view pretty much anywhere throughout Christendom.
So our listeners in Asia and the Middle East are out of luck.
As well as Boston and New York, of course.
Too bad. And will there be any other chances to witness this event if we miss out on the 24th?
Well, you should be able to catch a glimpse in every child's smile or in each act of man's compassion for his fellow man, but these are much harder to make out directly, so this is really your best bet before late 2021.
And finally, should listeners exercise any caution during viewing?
Oh no, it should be perfectly safe. Just be sure you're not positioned directly under Santa, as even a small stocking stuffer traveling at terminal velocity could be dangerous.
Well, be sure to watch out for that. Don't want to end up like the dinosaurs. Thanks, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. Back in a moment.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
What do you say we kick this shindig up a notch and spike our eggnog with a little hard news? Here's what else you need to know today. Despite tendering his resignation last week, former Attorney General William Barr is still looking to give back during this Christmas season. Barr today celebrated the holidays by taking some time to personally give lethal injections to those less fortunate than he. Barr noted that while it may mean taking time away from his own family, it's all worth it to see the look on the faces of death row inmates as the life slowly drains from their eyes. And in economic news, consumer advocates are today reminding holiday shoppers that while it may seem like a good idea to spend more now, seeing a child's delighted face on Christmas morning is in fact not even close to being worth $200. Financial experts are urging Americans to keep it to 100, 110 tops so as not to run the risk of overpaying for the sight of your child's enjoyment. And finally, this holiday season hasn't come without its share of hardships, but there is at least some good news to report, as so far this first holiday season without Grandma has been, quote, incredible. Despite missing their grandma dearly, families across the country have reported already feeling a more relaxed and cheerful atmosphere and are hoping that by the time Christmas Day rolls around, they'll be in such good spirits that they'll barely even realize that grandmother is gone at all. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, well, then enjoy it while you can, because eventually you're going to find out he's fake. And if you're just now finding out this way, well, then I'm sorry. Your parents should have made that clear. Also, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for just $5 a month, we'll hang all kinds of exclusive news content from your mantle with care. And for members of our $10 tier, you'll receive an on-air shout-out where I'll thank you by name, assuming you have one, during one of our episodes. And since this is the season of giving, today's shout-out goes to two of our most generous $25 tier members, Richard Gorton and Jonathan Moonvar. Richard, Jonathan, it's been a hard year for a lot of people, and sadly there are a lot of children out there right now who won't be receiving any Christmas presents under their tree. But I think we can all agree that your $25 was much better spent on our Patreon than any charity that could have helped them out. I mean, who knows what those kids would even want, you know? Probably like canned goods because they're hungry, or a new coat because they're too cold when they have to walk to school. Yeah, that would have been a total waste. So just keep those Jeffersons and Lincolns coming the Topical's way. And that goes for the rest of you, too. So go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. And we'll see you tomorrow.